Okay, so once again, we're at the beginning of the second chalek. We're in Simon Kuf Chav Ches. Today, Meretz Hashem, will do Vav. So, say we talk about shoes, and Kohanim wearing shoes, wearing socks, wearing barefoot, wearing what else? Boots. We cover like every style of footwear you can have. So today in Vav, and again, of course, the reason why they're not allowed to wear whatever they're not allowed to wear. Vav today, another famous idea. Even though the Kohanim wash their hands in the morning, still, chozrim venotlim yadayim ala perek. So they go back and wash their hands again. And they have to wash until the perek, which is shulchibar hayad lazua, which is the connection of the hand to the arm, which means the wrist. They have to wash till the wrist. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that if they don't have water, we take this for granted that we have water, but let's say if they don't have water, they could rely upon the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam says that we rely upon their washing, their chakras washing, the fact that they washed in the morning, that they washed earlier. So then they wouldn't have to re-wash. But this Rambam only works, the Mishnah Berurah says, if they weren't Mesiach Das. In other words, if they made sure that their hands did not touch anything which is untouchable, which would necessitate them washing again. Because let's say if they touched a part of their body which is normally covered or something like that, they have to wash again anyways. So this Rambam would only work if they're sure they didn't touch anything. Okay.
Like their shoes.
Right. The Shartzion, the Chofetz Chaim, and the Shartzion points out that this also only works, this Rambam that we rely upon, but it only works also if in the morning they washed till their wrists. Let's say sometimes they didn't have enough water or whatever, Tisha B'Av, you only go, well, it won't be Tisha B'Av, but whatever, people only wash till their knuckles, Yom Kippur, so then it won't work. So again, then according to everyone, they'd have to rewash again. Now, why do we wash the wrists? The answer is, you probably figured, is because it's like a coin in the base of Migdash. That's where they had to wash to. The Mishnah Berurah also says that Achronim say that when they wash, it has to be with a kli, right? Whether they're using a vessel. Koach Gavra means somebody has to pour upon them. They can't just turn on the tap and stick their hands underneath. And also, it has to be that the water has not changed from its natural color. It's not nishtana amayim in briyasan. And also, they should use at least a ravias, which is not such a big problem, hopefully. Ravias is not that much. Okay. So that's that. So that's, they have to wash. They have to wash. And the Mechaber continues back on Seir's. The Halevi Yosef Mayim Al Yadehem. And the Levi washes their hands. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, the Aruch HaShulchan says the reason is, and others bring this down also, because a Levi is also called Kadosh. They have that somewhere. It's also called Kadosh. That the Pasuk says Hashem separated Shevet Levi, we've seen that before. So therefore the Levi washes. Another reason the Aruch HaShulchan says why the Levi washes the Kohen's hands is because in the Beis HaMikdash, the Levim, so to speak, serve the Kohanim. So as a reminder of that, we do the same thing here, that the Levi serves the Kohen, or Kohanim. Very good question. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if there's no Levi, remember one time in Yeshiva years ago, when I was in Eretz Yisrael. Now this is not when the whole Yeshiva went, my second year when the Yeshiva was small. So we had Kohen or Kohanim, but I think we had a Levi crisis one day. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if there's no Kohen, send a Bechor. Bechor was Petarecha, meaning is a Bechor to the mother, right? So he would wash the Kohen's hands because they also have some level of Kedusha. Next question. If there's no Bechor, right? The Levim and the Bechorim left, or whatever, they went on strike that day. So then you think Israel, right, gets some. So the Mishnah says no. Then the Kohen washes his own hands.
Why can't another Kohen pour for another Kohen?
We talk about that. So, besides that, there's a bigger issue. There's an issue Mishnah Berurah discusses, and also the Marsham discusses. What happens if you have a Kohen Am Haaretz and a Levi Tam Chacham? Would it be proper for the Levi is Tam Chacham? So there's a whole discussion about that. But hopefully we don't have that problem. Okay, now let's continue the Machaber. The Levi Yosef Maim Al Yedehem. They call them, turn the page. Before that, you tell Levi Yadav. The Levi should wash his hands before he does that. Before he washes the Kohen's hands. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, because maybe the Levi's hands are not, maybe he touched something. But the Rambam says, well, no, I go Levim li tol yedehem. They don't. Well, the custom is that they don't do it. Rak, samchal netilas and chakras, they rely upon the fact they wash their hands in the morning. As we mentioned before, Rambam holds that for the Kohenim too. So that would be good enough.
Wouldn't a regular Yisrael who's a Talmud Chacham be considered kosher enough to wash?
No.
It wouldn't?
No. Okay. Now the Mishnah Berurah, you probably figured this out already. So the Ramah says that the custom is that the Levi does not wash his hands. Probably figured this out. But if the Levi was Mesiach Das, right, he wasn't washing over his hands, so then he should go back and wash his hands before he washes the Kohen's hands. He should. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings out an interesting idea, and that is there were places where they would pour into the water that they would use to wash the Kohanim's hands. They would put in either oil or something fragrant to make the water, you know, smell nice. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Magen Avraham here, and the Taz and Simon Tav Kuf Yud Aleph, that wrote, you're not allowed to do that. Because there's such a thing on Shabbos and Yom Tov called Moli Reach, but you're not allowed to, this does not apply to a human. It doesn't apply to a human, but for like a garment, if you wanted to spritz some cologne or something like that on a garment, you're not allowed to do that because you're not allowed to cause something to have a smell coming out of it. So they hold you're not allowed to do that to water. So therefore, they were against it. But the Eli Rabba and the Chacham Tzvi were lenient upon this, that they say Moli Reach doesn't apply in this case. The Aruch HaShulchan goes like that and says that that was the custom to put something scented into the water so the Kohanim would wash their hands with that.
Do we know how many times the water was poured?
We'll get to that. I think. Okay, let's just do Mechaber very quickly and then for just to get a taste of Zion. Im natal kohen yado shachris ubirach al netilas adayim. If the kohen washed his hands in the morning and made an al netilas adayim, you might think, well, that's always true. But maybe he's going to a late minyan and he comes to shul and they need him at the first minyan. Or whatever, you know. Goes next door, sleeping in the shul, even without the rabbi speaking. Okay, well, we'll leave there. That's fine. Lo yachzor. He doesn't have to go and make a second Alnatias Daim when the Levim washes hands. He doesn't have to make a new Alnatias Daim. Okay, we'll see about this tomorrow. Get into this a little more. And also, we'll hopefully get into when do the Kohanim have to get up there by that famous halacha. Get into that too.